question that everyone asks you about, because obviously it's kind of fascinating.
sure.
Because he's one of the very small group of real genuine legends, I would say, in the music world.
Yeah.
And also one of those people who is quite eccentric, especially with the way he interacts with the world, you know.
Yes.
I was surprised to see him on Arsenio Hall recently. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I was in the audience.
Were you really?
Yeah. Did you, how did you watch it?
I watched that on YouTube.
Okay, cool.
I mean, even there, he's not prickly exactly, because he's sort of polite.
He's very polite.
But he's not very forthcoming. Is he more easygoing when it's on a one-on-one basis?
Yeah, I think that's just a thing. He just likes to get to know people, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, because he's basically the most famous person in the world.
Or certainly one of them, yeah. And so when your initial chat, was that mainly about your music or music in general?
Music in general. And he was very complimentary about my stuff.
Right.
Which was great. But he asked me, like, what I was into. I remember we talked about Joni Mitchell quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
Because I think he knows her. I don't think there's any other legend that he doesn't know.
Yeah.
So we talked about her a bit.
And Prince-wise, what was the key Prince album for you growing up, if you were into him? Or maybe you weren't. I don't know.
Well, that's the thing. I discovered him, I think, late.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, like, hearing people talk about Prince, the artist, was like, I just grew up and thought he was a prince, you know?
Yeah.
And then, like, realised he was a singer, but just always thought he was mysterious. And because I heard Kiss, and then I remember the first time I really listened to it. I was in LA at night on the freeway, and it was like amazing backdrop. And then Kiss comes on the radio, and I was just completely blown away by the, I don't know, the creativity, the attitude. So that's when I got into Prince.
It's a real piece of art, isn't it, that one? Because it's so stripped down and spare, and every nuance in his voice is right there. And
I love that about it.
Yeah.
I think it's only the parts of it that are necessary that are in there, you know?
You know, and obviously Tom Jones did a much better version, which was way more subtle. But still, the Prince one holds up, I think.
Yeah.
That's controversial, but I still think it sounds decent next to the TJ version. I remember when Alphabet Street came out, and that certainly, you know,
that's what I love of his sound, I think. It's probably my favourite, era of his sound.
Mm, I think so.
I love it. I love the, because you can't really beat when something is minimal and completely right. You know, the melodies are perfect and his performance is perfect. So he could put only one instrument behind it if he wanted.
Mm.
And it would be still amazing.
Well, there's something of that. I hear something of that in, is it Forget, your track?
Oh, so nice of you.
With the little nice choppy new wave guitar.
Yes.
And the lovely harmonies there, strange harmonies.
Thank you so much. I can't believe you've...
Well, that's, you know, maybe I'm imagining that, but that's what I sort of got.
I really intended for that.
Yeah, good.
I wanted to be a female prince on that.
Right. Well, I think it